All right, Andy, thank you very much. Both teams put some big innings together there. Coach, they just got the last one, and in the end, the biggest one.
Yeah, I was trying to tell them offensively, you know, we've kind of the same recurring thing on the mound for us, but we absolutely up and down the lineup. This is really important for us to make sure we keep understanding, you know, Stanfield hit another home run and got a couple of hits. Ike, you know, had four big RBIs with three hits, and I'm just looking at the box, but you know, the turf was kind of a challenge. Once the sun went down and the dew hit, the ball got a little crazy. We didn't get to first a couple of times, and we couldn't get out of innings. And when we had that big, I thought the first five innings, our offense reminded me of earlier in the season when we were just playing great offense. And then the big inning came, the big six spot come in the seventh. So, man, it just felt really good. And kind of, again, we still feel like that, you know, we had our best guys on a Friday night that had pitched for us. But, you know, I know one of Armstrong's innings after we scored the six, we come out and had a walk in HBP and just created inning. They got two runs there, and then there at the end they got four of the consecutive hits, and it just becomes hard to be explainable. You know, we got a hard hit ball by them, but we, you know, we lose our feet, we fall down, and it's just, you know, so it's just been one of those challenges here in conference to where just, you know, the things that usually don't happen have happened to prevent us from having a chance. And the guys battled offensively there this last frame to get a couple guys on. And Caden Green there was at the plate and felt pretty good about it with him already having two hits and a couple RBI. But, you know, just the shortness on the mound is just absolutely hadn't been able to lock it down. And it's kind of been the story this season why it's so, you know, hard to explain and so far behind the curve of our peers.
That's a Missouri team that is also playing for a spot in Hoover, and they just didn't go away. They didn't hit a lot of balls hard in between the second and the eighth inning, but to their credit, they were able to manufacture some things tonight.
Yeah, I thought when I didn't think Bauman had it, and somehow he gets through four innings there, and you know they get the big home run, but we answered immediately, and then we get the ball to Watts in the 37-40 pitches right there in that moment there. Again, that's where it started showing up, where that ball was just had two strikes. So Guevara's back, and then, you know, they hit a ball on the ground. It played much like a bunt, and we can't make a play on that. And then the ball's just out of reach of Maynard's toward the left field line, and that created a big inning, a three spot for them to get right back in it. But the point I'm making is that shorted Watts, and when he threw that many pitches, and then it was just hard for, again, Armstrong, Carlson, and just that back end were leaving too much of the game by not being able to get deep enough in the game, in my opinion.
Regardless now of the final result or postseason or what have you, it's a chance to see sort of the next step in Chase Alsip back in a starting role tomorrow, and a professional approach from this group to come back and go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, it's very important. Chase got to get us off to a good start, and, you know, probably Myers behind him, but, you know, another start. That was kind of the plan going into the weekend, and hopefully those two can get us a lot of length with the guys that threw tonight and, you know, the guys that threw Tuesday. So we'd love for those two guys, for Alsip to come out and have a quality start, and the last couple have been good. So if he can continue to throw the baseball well, and then Myers had a short start, so hopefully he's fresh and ready, and those two guys can combine to help us get back in this series.
Appreciate the visit, Coach, always. Thank you. War Eagle.
War Eagle.